Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won the grand final.
He's got the ball. Jared Hay. What a goal. Superstar. Superhuman. Call him what you like. The speed of a bullet. He hits it. He's got it.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. This morning, one of the best players I've ever seen and definitely one of the best English guys to ever come out to Australia, Gareth Ellis, has retired. And I'm just going to touch on his amazing career. I'm sure there's a few things that you weren't aware of.
Louis, inside ball, Gareth Ellis, the runaway Englishman.
As I said earlier, Gareth Ellis, he's announced his retirement today over in England. And I mean, here we are in 2020, we're, 45 days away from 2021. Gareth Ellis announces his retirement. Do you realise when his career started? He made his first great debut in England in 1999. He made his debut in the 90s. That was 3 years before Cameron Smith played a game. And Cameron Smith played three games in 2002 and then went on to play a couple more in 2003. So realistically, 4 years before Cameron Smith's career really kicked off, Gareth Ellis was playing in the English Super League. Simply incredible. It's been a 21-year career for Gareth Ellis, and he has been sensational all along. I didn't realise when he came out to play for the West Tigers, that was 10 years ago now, that was 2009, that he'd already been playing 10 years of first grade footy in England. Unbelievable. And when he did come out to the West Tigers, he just blew us away. And I'll get to that in a minute. But Gareth Ellis, he made his debut for the Wakefield Wildcats, I believe they're called, in 1999. He stayed there till the end of 2004. 2005 to 2008, he spent his time there at the Leeds Rhinos. I believe he won a couple of chips there. And then he wanted to challenge himself, so he came down to the NRL. And he came to the West Tigers and he had an instant impact. He was sensational. He's one of the best back rowers I've ever seen. And I don't think I'm overstating that. And I think people forget how good Gareth Ellis was. If you go back and watch those tapes of the Tigers back then, if you go and find a highlights package, there's a couple of them on YouTube, I'm sure. He was simply incredible. His combination that he had with Robert Louis and Benji Marshall, that was second to none. And the scary thing was, he could play on the right side and he could play on the left. He didn't have a set position. He just floated around. He played on both sides of the field, wherever the Tigers needed him. He's one of the best hole runners I've ever seen. I've got him, Ryan Hoffman, these sort of guys, Boyd Cordner, just fantastic hole runners. And the build that Gareth Ellis had, I think he would be the prototype for a second rower. Big, tall, and thick. Had a great offload. He was really quick off the mark. He was really quick over 10 metres. And he would just get his nose through on every single tackle. I mean, I'll never forget, it was a day against Penrith, and I believe it was at Leichhardt Oval, and he scored two tries, just running perfect holes. One was off Benji Marshall, one was off Robert Louis, and he just made them look like absolute superstars. Benji obviously was a superstar, but I mean, when you've got a second rower that's that big and that powerful and legitimately knows how to run a line, like an outside centre in rugby union sort of line, it's just about unstoppable. He was simply incredible, Gareth Ellis, and I would always have him as one of my first four players picked in any West Tigers team of the center, the West Tigers best 13. He'd be one of my first guys picked. And I mean, there'll be a lot of older heads listening to this that, if I'm wrong, by all means, send me a message. But I think Gareth Ellis would be, if you were to pick the best Magpies or the best Balmain team, I'm pretty sure Gareth Ellis would make it. He was simply incredible. He's one of the best Poms I've ever seen come to Australia. He had an instant impact and he was just tough as nails. He had a massive skill set to go with it. The amount of times he'd put his nose through the line and it looked like he was tackled, then all of a sudden his whole body would just emerge out the other side and be a line break and he'd set them up for a try. The amount of times the West Tigers were on the back foot and, you know, they were defending down on their own end, the amount of big hits he would put on, he would just put on bone rattler after bone rattler. I mean, I think if he would have come to a different club, and you know, obviously the West Tigers, they were quite successful then, but they didn't win a premiership. If he would have gone to a club that they would have won a premiership whilst he was here, I think it would have elevated him to potentially the best Pom to come to Australia. We probably look at it and say Sam Burgess or Ellery Hanley, but I'll tell you what, this guy, he was not far away. If you just look at skill set and what he brought to a game of football, he was unbelievable, Gareth Ellis. And the Tigers, they really missed him when he left. As I said, he's definitely in my best West Tigers team ever. And fuck, I reckon you'd be pushing shit uphill not to have him in your best Balmain or Western Suburbs Magpies teams, because the stuff he was able to do was just second to none. Now, he left the NRL in 2012. He was only here for 4 years. The impact he had was amazing. He just brought a completely new dimension to that West Tigers team, and he just made all the halves. He made their job a million times easier. Imagine marking Benji Marshall when you know you've got that guy running a line next to him. It made Benji 10 times more dangerous. He was one of the best ball runners in the game, and geez, he was the best decoy in the game as well. You had to have eyes on him. You had to have eyes on Benji. It was an absolute nightmare. And whenever Benji or Robert Louis gave the ball unders to him, I think you heard the audio at the start of this podcast where he burst through. Mate, running against the grain, I'm not sure if there was a harder player to stop back then than Gareth Ellis. He was just something else, and if you did stop him, he normally got the ball for it, and he had this sensational offload he rarely missed. As I mentioned, in defence, it was big hit after big hit. He would just pick out the biggest guy on the other field, and he would bone rattle them. Simply amazing. I mean, after 2012, he returns. He plays for Hull. He plays for another 4 or 5 years there, 2013, 2017, and then he announces his retirement, and I had to do a bit of research on this. I didn't really know the full story, but essentially, he went into a bit of coaching there, and then Hull, you know, at 18 months later, after he's retired, he's doing a bit of coaching. They had just injury chaos, left, right, and centre, players dropping like flies. So he came out of retirement and came back and played. He's played 20-odd games since coming out of retirement, and to be fair, in those 20-odd games, I believe they haven't won a single one of them, but after 18 months being retired to come back in and play, and geez, I haven't seen any of it, but I would assume he's playing in the middle and he's playing tough footy like he always has. Says a lot about this guy to play 21 seasons in rugby league or across 21 years. I guess he's played, you know, 18 or 19 seasons, but to do what he's done in his career is simply unbelievable. Debuted in 1999 in the 90s. It's 2020 and he's hanging up the boots now. Unbelievable. Just, I could not believe those stats when I read them this morning. And then, you know, I went back and I thought about the time that he spent at the Tigers and just how much impact he had. He lifted the level for back rowers in the NRL. He really set a new standard that guys had to try and keep up with. And I'm sure that, you know, a young Boyd Cordner, he would have had eyes all over Gareth Ellis because it really is uncanny. Boyd Cordner, he's not the same sort of body. He doesn't have the same sort of explosiveness. But the way that Gareth Ellis used to charge the ball, it's exactly the way Boyd Cordner does now. Yeah, the bumper bars go up, the elbows and shoulders, they're working, and he just put his nose through every single time, down to his elbows and knees, quick play the ball. I think he's one of the best things that ever happened to the West Tigers, and I think if he would have stayed in the NRL a lot longer, I think he would have been right up there with the best Pom ever, if not the best Pom ever. A sensational talent, a sensational career, one of the toughest guys to play rugby league. Got a lot of respect for Gareth Ellis. Congratulations on a fantastic career, brother. All the best in retirement once again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.